the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, over 30 million votes have already been cast nationwide in the general election. That's according to the University of Florida's Election Lab. Nearly 15 million of those were cast in person. Slightly more of those who have voted early were registered Democrat at over 40% compared to just over 36% who were registered Republicans. Meanwhile, early in-person voting begins tomorrow here in New Jersey through November 3rd. In the meantime, New Jersey officials are collecting mail-in ballots on a daily basis.
Many New Jersey voters are already casting their ballots. More than 1 million people requested mail-in ballots, and an estimated 550,000 have returned them.
Lieutenant Governor Tahisha Way says folks who still have their vote by mail ballot are now encouraged to drop it off with the County Board of Elections or to a secure drop box in their own county. An 18-year-old Middlesex County driver is sentenced following a deadly hit-and-run of a Wawa employee within the Old Bridge store's parking lot last winter. Last week, Bryce Lomas of Parlin received a 10-year aggregate prison term. He was 17 last December when he ran over Wawa gas station worker Andrew Petalano in a Ford F-150. Petalano died of his injuries weeks later. 25% of homeowners in the Northeast, including in New Jersey, say they feel financially unprepared to handle potential costs after an extreme weather event. That's according to a recent Bankrate survey. Analyst Shannon Martin says 15% of homeowners say they would rack up debt to pay their deductible following a hurricane or damaging storm.
That number goes up to 21% when you look at homeowners that make less than $50,000 a year. And then it's only 8% of homeowners that make over $100,000 a year that are concerned about it. And that's a really big difference.
Just 6% of Northeast homeowners surveyed say they've invested in weatherproofing like hurricane shutters or new roofs in the past 5 years. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Feeling more fall-like? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Wildfire danger really ramping up again for tomorrow. We have the dry brush and dry air, of course, and tomorrow the brisk wind returns to the picture to complete the trio. We'll see some clouds creep in tonight and maybe a sprinkle. It's going to be comfortably cool. Low temperatures fall to around 50. Tomorrow, still on the mild side in the mid to upper 60s, but it is going to turn windy with gusts between 20 and 30 miles an hour. A partly to mostly sunny Saturday. Sunday, the wind dies down, but temperatures going down too. Sunny skies, highs only in the mid-50s, a November-ish chill in the air to close out the weekend. Monday, mostly sunny skies, and highs recover to around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington 59, Freehold 61, Pennsville 62. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington. It's easier than ever to own the 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan with the lowest prices of the year, plus 0% financing now through October 31st at Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.